Clinton Raceway will be hopping this weekend, as it does every year that they hold their biannual Legends Day. I've had the privilege of attending quite a few of them, and looking at the upcoming Legends Day, I could probably figure that this is the best yet. Person on the other end of my line is Jessica Carnahan. She's a marketing manager for Clinton Raceway, and she's our guest on today's Trot Radio. Welcome, Jess.
Well, thanks for having me, Norm.
Good to talk to you again. Haven't talked to you in a while, and I think the last time I talked to you might have been at one of the Legends Days.
It very well could have been, yes.
This is going to be a special one, though. I mean, it's one of the most popular days on the Southwestern Ontario harness racing calendar. Tell us about the legends that are coming this year, and they're not just legends on the track. They're legends in the booth. Tell us about it.
Yes, well, this year we have our staple, the Legends Day, obviously John Campbell, and we're very happy that he can be driving with us. We were a little unsure of that in early spring, but we're happy that he's back, and we're completely honored to have him with us again this year. We also have Ron and Keith Waples joining us, Jim Doherty, Ray Remen, Bill O'Donnell, Bud Fritz, Doug Brown, and new this year, Wally Hennessy will be joining the lineup as well.
Wow, I had the pleasure of watching Wally down at Pompano the last time I was down there, and he really is a master driver. I mean, things he does with those lines to get a horse to do what he wants it to do, pretty amazing stuff. Johnny Campbell, what a great guy. I mean, here's a guy that just recovered from a most recent injury, mm-hmm. and it's not the first time he's come to Clinton, is it?
No, it's not. He has been here every year, so this will be his sixth Legends event.
And, of course, you got Bud Fritz, a man of few words but many trophies. A man of plenty of words, and most of them funny. You got the Magic Man, Bill O'Donnell.
Yes. Yeah, we're happy to have them. We're just thrilled that they come back year after year.
You've got an added all-star cast of announcers this year. Tell us about them.
Sure. Calling the Legends Trot this year is Roger Houston.
Isn't that amazing?
I'm thrilled with this, and I don't come from a harness racing background at all, but I'm still quite excited to have Roger a part of our day, and I think there's a lot of people out there that they may be coming that day just for him.
Oh, sure. He is the dean of harness racing announcers in the States, no question. And you've also got some people that I know. You've got Greg Blanchard.
Yep.
Before I get to Greg, and I get to Greg and specifically Greg and you, tell us who else you get. You got my buddy Ken Workington,
Ken Workington going to be with us as well, calling a couple races, doing some driver interviews on track. And then we have Ken Middleton and Tim O'Connor, too, who have also called quite a few Sundays this summer for us.
Very nice. Now, Greg Blanchard, track announcer, Western Fair, is going to be there, and he has put you up to a challenge. Either way, no matter who wins, one of you is going to end up in a tutu.
Someone, according to the vote so far, somebody will be wearing a pink tutu.
Explain this.
Well, we just kind of started over idle chit-chat, just, you know, after the races one day, and we thought it would be kind of fun to put together a wager like this. Just, you know, they do it in other sports, and we don't really see it that often in our industry. So we decided that the Legends Trot would be a good race to wager on. So we're just each going to pick a horse, a coin toss, and whoever's horse beats the other ones is the winner. Simple.
And the winner makes the loser do what?
We had three options each, and we put it up to the public to vote. Now, they still can vote. But right now it's looking like if I lose, I will be pulling him around the track on a sulky while I wear a pink tutu, and vice versa. If he loses, he will be doing the same to me.
Greg does the same thing.
Yes, I think they want to see him in the pink tutu.
Well,
more
he's
than
got the right frame for it. You know what I mean? Probably has the legs for it too. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out.
That'll be fun.
If I win.
I'm sure you will.
Oh, I don't know.
I was reading some of the posts on the Standard Brick Canada website. In fact, Kenny Middleton had one saying, "No problem, Jess. I've seen Greg handicap. You're a shoo-in." You got a very special guest, not racing related in particular, but certainly one of the best known hockey names in the country. Theo Fleury is going to be there.
Yeah, he's going to be with us, signing some autographs, taking pictures. He's going to do a trackside interview right before the Legends Trot. So that'll be interesting. Greg Blanchard's actually going to host that for us and ask him a few questions, and then he'll do the presentation as well for the Legends Trot.
Every Legends Day, the proceeds go to a very good cause, and I've got a feeling that the coffers of your chosen charity are going to be well filled. Tell us about that.
Yes, actually, for Legends Day, our charity is the Clinton Public Hospital Foundation. It's been the last, this will be the fifth year that we've done it as a fundraiser for them, and we've helped to raise over, I think, over $120,000. We had a raffle beforehand for a dinner with Theo Fleury, so we sold tickets, and we've already raised $5,000 through that. So.
Oh, wow.
That's in addition to this Sunday's events.
For anybody who's never been to Clinton Raceway and you'd like to check it out, it's a long weekend. I can tell you this as somebody who's been going there since I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of the most family-friendly tracks there is, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so. We get a lot of families here. We have the pool that's right by. We do our kids' club. Yes, we're very family-oriented.
Yeah, and there's plenty of places for the adults to do their thing and,
mm-hmm.
and have a great time. Lots of great entertainment and practically on the shores of Lake Huron.
Yes,
so
quite close.
Yeah, so if you're going to go even be close to that area and you want to contribute to a good cause, anybody listening, by all means, go to Clinton Raceway, one of the prettiest summer tracks in all of Ontario. So you've got this thing all in place. Anything else that we need to know about Legends Day? It's always a great race, the actual Legends race itself.
Yes, it is. That'll be the 10th race on the card that day, 10 out of 15. So
wow.
We've got a little something for everyone. We do have 6 OSS divisions as well,
right,
on track.
Right.
And then, so with that, there's Win the Thrill, the promotion with the OSS and the SBOA for the chance to win ownership in a racehorse.
Nice.
Which is pretty exciting. And the red carpet round trip draw from the OSS is also on Sunday.
In addition to Legends Day, you've got another great fundraiser going on. Tell us about Horsing Around for Childhood Cancer.
Sure. Horsing Around takes place on September the 11th. So that's next Sunday, and it's a fundraiser for Child Can, which is an organization out of London that helps families who are going through childhood cancer, helps them financially and emotionally, and just kind of takes care of them when they need some help. So we're going to try and raise some money for that cause next Sunday. We've got a toonie auction going on, and they're also going to do a survivor's lap around the track with
okay.
all of the families. So that should be quite emotional, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but
listen,
great.
You know what? Go for it. And I think that it's helping a medical institution in London, which is, and I'm not saying that because I'm from there, but it is one of the leading centers, I would say, in the world for medicine. And if you're going to be in need of health care, that's a place to be. And therefore, I think it's something that should be supported because that's where people need the help and they have somewhere to go.
Yes, definitely. And all of the fundraising that we've done over the 8 years that I've been with the track, we never have done anything for childhood cancer. So this is the first time for us, and we're really excited to be a part of the group.
Well, God bless you.
Well, thank you.
Again, my hat's off to you, to Ian Fleming, and the rest of your staff. You've already put together what should be a spectacular Legends Day in 2011. Best of luck with this. Continued success. Great talking to you, Jessica.
Thanks, Norm. You too.